AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, go to your telephone and invite family and friends to tune in here on 860 if you live in Philadelphia or the tri-state area. And if you're on the internet and you have friends that are at a distance, give them an email right now and ask them to tune in to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. All they have to do is click on the front page and they are in the go. Well, if you're a recipient of our Wednesday morning pre-broadcast email, you can also forward that to a family member and friend. So our family of friends are really starting to grow. This past week, and I had the opportunity to go to the Polish American Festival at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And that will continue again this Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and the 7th, from 12 noon until 8 p.m. But one of the things that I did at the festival is I had the opportunity to talk to many of the people as I went around. I worked around the main stage. So I talked to the people and talk about American made and give out my flyers. And it's really very interesting, the people having an opinion about our broadcast, about Mark and Larkin and Rich. And I'm going to give you some of those opinions today during the broadcast. But first, go to your phone and invite family, friends, and neighbors to tune in, because we have another great broadcast for you. Today, I'm joined in studio with Larkin Connolly, who is the regional vice president of SCORE. And I know that Larkin is going to do an unbelievable job in this new position. I'm also on the mic with Mark Andel, who is, as you know, the founder of the American Made Store. And he has done an unbelievable amount of work there at his location. And of course, his efforts are also turned around the world, which shows the world that we can do something in America if we have positive people like Mark doing it. For a long time, people just figured, Americans are going to sit back and take it. Well, unfortunately, that's not the way it's going these days. Also online today with us is Dr. Rich Logis, and Rich has done an unbelievable job making sure that we get some good guests, questioning guests, and a few things you said last week, Rich, really cracked people up, and I want to bring that up. See, I didn't have a chance to listen to the rebroadcast. When you're doing something live and on air, you remember so much, but not everything. So I'm going to listen to that myself, but the people who tell me that they heard what you had to say was very, very good, and I'm going to ask them to continue to tell me about it this weekend when we have the festival. Well, first of all, Larkin, how are you doing, number one?
Wonderful. Good morning, Mark and Rich, Henry, Michael, and welcome to our listeners. My voice sounds a little raspy. I had just the most unbelievable Labor Day weekend. About 8 or 9 days out of the entire year, I have both of my grandchildren on my lap at the same time. I have one or the other many times, but to have them both with me at the same time. My son and daughter were visiting here in Philadelphia, so I had both of my grandchildren. We had a great time. They left me with many, many memories, with a lot of laughter and a lot of fun and a lot of good pictures, and one of the worst head colds I've gotten.
Hey.
And that's what the young grandchildren bring, but I'm about to get over that, and if I take a whole heck of a lot more Tylenol, I'm going to own stock in the company.
Maybe a little something else to help it along.
Well, 3 fingers of whiskey never hurt anything.
Mark, how was everything with your Labor Day holiday?
Excellent. Very, very busy. Lark, you might want to go Jack Daniels on that. Good American made.
There you go.
We had a great weekend. Very busy, but, making a difference. I shot back. I was out at a lake and I came back to do a bus Monday morning on Labor Day morning at 8 o'clock from Virginia. And the group leader's name was Virginia, too. I'm like, Virginia from Virginia. But, boy, did these people get it. You know, what's happening, the country's just sick of lip service, and they love action. You know, and the people are fired up, you know, guys, which is just awesome to see. So, you know, we've got a big event coming up this Sunday called the Fall Festival, where we have a lot of fun. And we're just you know, continuing to make a difference. And got our new products in for the fall and really trying to get ready for the fourth quarter. And this is where our listeners can really make the most difference. Mike, you've talked about it, not only the month of November by American Month, but every day right now, right through the holiday season. You know, just get involved. I just see it working.
Very good. Mark, you're absolutely right. And I have to tell you a few things that people told me about you, too, and maybe something like that will come up in the future. But, Rich, how was everything with your holiday?
Good morning, guys, and good morning to our listeners. Holiday was great, Michael. Thank you so much, and appreciate your feedback at the beginning. If there's something that I say from week to week that, while I'm not really looking for agreement or approval, but if there's something that I say that at least gets people thinking about what I consider issues of importance, if they get them at least thinking about them more deeply, That's all we can ask for. And regarding our guests, guys, I just want to give an FYI that we have Nick Traiano scheduled 2 weeks from today. And I also, Michael, want to make mention, and I've been remiss in not mentioning this before, that while I have no affiliation with this group, there is, if listeners go on an internet search and type in Honest Gil, G-I-L, they're going to see some great political satire coming out of the state of Kentucky. So we're working on, I'm working on getting Honest Gil on air. So very much in line with a lot of what we talk about with politics, the two parties, the money in politics. Listeners are really going to enjoy the videos and the content on that site, honestgil.com. Looking to get him on air here.
Very good. You know, I have to say that last week, we had a very special guest on the program, Scott Paul, who is the director of the Alliance for American Manufacturing there in Washington, D.C., a great friend of Mark Yandel, and also starred in the movie, American-made movie. I want to tell you, people were very pleased to hear what he had to say. He put in a lot of work over this last 7 years there at the Alliance, and people could hear it in his voice. Those that saw the movie got a chance to hear not only comments that he made in the movie, but also to hear him live, to talk with us like we were talking at the diner table. And they got the message that there's no reason whatsoever that there should be a major manufacturing slump in America, while manufacturing in other nations of the world is growing. And here we are, taking in all of those products that they're making instead of us making it on our own. But thanks so much to Rich and Mark and Larkin for helping us welcome Scott Paul last week. It was very well received, and that's what the broadcast is trying to do, bring in the best of the best, and all of you here are the best of the best. But I first want to begin today with Larkin, because several people stopped me and said, you know, I listened to the broadcast. I hear Mark. I heard about his struggles. I heard that some of his business was taken to China, and he had to rebuild, which I'm really impressed. Many people, Mark, have a great feeling about you and would help you in any way that they possibly can, and that is more than worth to me than $1 million. But Larkin said something last week which was very interesting. He said, for the last 50 years, SCORE helped 10 million new businesses get their feet wet and get started. Now, that was very interesting. But the second line, which I have to go and listen to the broadcast again, that people told me is, Larkin stated that in the next 6 years, before 2020, SCORE would like to help mentor another 1 million small businesses.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
The best thing is, Larkin, is people said, we haven't seen that kind of leadership or consideration from Washington as long as we're alive. Why is that?
Well, I must say, first of all, SCORE is probably one of the best kept secrets in this country today.
There's Why no is that the best kept?
Well, I think it's because it's a totally volunteer organization. All of the mentors are giving back of their time to the small business community because they understand that in our free economy, you know, freedom isn't free in America. You know, you see that bumper sticker quite a bit. In order to sustain the economy that we have to have healthy small businesses. We have to. It's what makes the clock tick. It's what makes the machinery run. So we have 320 chapters across the country, probably in excess of 11 to 12,000 mentors who give of their time and sit in an office and mentor small businesses. The small business comes in with a problem, with an issue, with something that's bothering them. And our mentors, you know, first of all, when they call and tell us, we kind of vet them and figure out what their problems are. And then we match them up with a mentor that can best suit, you know, that issue. It's been there, done that type thing. And that's the beauty of what SCORE does. When you talk to a SCORE volunteer, you're talking to somebody who's been through exactly what you've been through. They've been there, they've done that, they know exactly what the hardships and heartaches are. They understand lying awake Thursday night, which was my favorite night to try to get sleep. As a small business, you know, Thursday night at 11:30, I'm trying to figure out now what
Friday's payroll.
Right, Friday's payroll. And what am I going to tell my employees if we don't get a couple of checks in? We got a problem. So, you know, the beauty of SCORE is that it doesn't cost a small business person anything, and beyond the fact that it's free, you know, and if it's free, it's for me. But beyond the fact that it's free, what that does is free up the mentor to have the purest agenda, and that is the success of the small business person. He's not punching a clock. He's not charging him so much an hour. He's not taking a percent of the improvement. He's not that kind of consultant. He's there, you know, opening up his heart and giving him the truest and purest answer he can possibly give him to his issue. And his agenda is just pure. I mean, it couldn't be more perfect.
Now, Larkin, I have to say, to add to all that, you have a special request of some of the people who stopped me. They said, if Larkin's group could do this, why can't they go to Washington, D.C., and stand there where the president does his State of the Union speech and give a full day conference on what is going on in businesses in the USA?
Well, we're well versed in Washington, D.C. Let's see, how do I put this? Because I want to keep my SCORE hat on, and that's a little on the political side. We have a chapter in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, it's in the first floor of the SBA building, the SBA being the organization that kind of founded us and put us together. We're a resource partner for them. So we understand where the money is. We're funded by the SBA, and the SBA funding comes from Congress. So, you know, our leadership in Washington and Herndon, Virginia, actually, is constantly on the Hill, constantly in congressional offices, making pleas for what we do. Where we have support of Congress, it's unbelievable how strong it is and how firmly they believe in what we do. And there are other places where, you know, it's not quite that strong. And our fearless leader, CEO Ken Yancey, spends the lion's share of his time either on the phone with Congress or lobbying the Congress on the Hill. So, you know, how do you get the word to them? I don't know that SCORE is ever going to be responsible for getting the word to them, other than explaining to them what we do and how it works and why it is such a beautiful thing. But boy, if you can get a Senator Nancy Landreau from Louisiana is one of our biggest supporters and proponents. And I mean, she so firmly believes in what we do because she's seen the numbers. She's seen what all of the local chapters. And that's the other thing that's the beauty. In Philadelphia, when I was president of the Philadelphia chapter, nobody called me from anywhere and said, you know what, you have to do this. This is best practices. This is this. This is that. You know, you can't compare Philadelphia to Orange County, California. You know, they their medium income of their citizens is probably somewhere in the $60,000 to $70,000 range, and we're, you know, one third of that. They graduate 80%, 85% of the people that go to high school in Orange County. We're at 43%. So you can't compare Philadelphia to any other place in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's why local leadership has to understand the object is to talk to the local SBA people, talk to the local government people, get everybody pulling in the same direction, and then get out there and just give great counseling.
Well, Larkin, as you hear, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we definitely have an expert on board, Larkin Connolly, and hopefully maybe there can be something done with the National Small Business Administration, because she was on one of the video clips saying that she was a speaker at the SCORE 50th anniversary.
Yes, she was.
And she was
wonderful, by the way.
And I would like to get something like that going on C-SPAN, because many people learn different things from us and hear ideas and then tell me about it. And I really want to thank listeners. Please do, when you see me this weekend, make sure you let me know that you tune into the radio and kindly continue to spread the word. But Rich.
Let me just, if I can just insert here, because this is really kind of caught everybody off guard. She was our breakfast speaker, the administrator of the SBA. She came in, went up onto the stage and began to speak, very eloquent, very intelligent, very well presented. Obviously, she's the head of the SBA. And she started with a story about how she and her husband decided that they were going to start a small community bank in Orange County, California, I believe. Don't anybody hold me to that. In the process of starting the bank, she turned to her husband and said, 2008 is a great year to have an anniversary, seeing as that's the year we started the bank. Well, if everybody recalls, 2008 was not the greatest year for banking, community or otherwise. And they immediately got into some pretty deep trouble and had some issues and problems. And she went to SCORE. And she talked to a SCORE mentor who was in the banking business, and they figured out her problems. They calculated what they were going to do and how they were going to correct it and what the bank needed to do in order to pull the ox out of the ditch. It did happen successfully. The bank stayed solvent, and she continued on to grow the bank and ultimately sell it years later. But it brought tears to the eyes of all of the SCORE mentors sitting in the audience. There were 400 of us sitting there. Of her saying, you know, we expected her to give us a rah-rah speech and not tell us she was one of our clients.
I did see her on a broadcast where she told that same presentation about herself. She gave a whole what she did in the last 7 years and how she was asked to take over the Small Business Administration and enjoyed the banking and things like that. That's what we're lacking, Larkin, in America, people with the get up and go. When you see so many people unemployed and they're disturbed because they don't feel they're ever going to be a success, what are we doing? What are our leaders, what are our community leaders doing to change that around?
Not much.
I mean, somebody like Mark, by the way, Mark, you're regarded as a great hero and someone who's taken many chances in his life. I think I mentioned before, but people were always impressed to hear that you said that you even took a loan on your truck to get one of your businesses started. Now, see, I don't remember those things because I'm running all the time, but people remember that. People listen and they liked it. In fact, there was something, and I'm going to take a little break now, but when I come back, I'm going to ask Rich to make some comments about what he said, and maybe that'll also add to part of what we're trying to do to get young people back and employed. Hold on.
Want products and services specifically made in America? Download the Gopher USA mobile app today, and you can have all the Made in America products in the palm of your hand. For simply 99 cents, you can download this great app from the iTunes Store and help bring jobs back to the USA. We encourage you to become a member of their mobile army. Joining is as simple as downloading the app and uploading the retail locations of American-made products near you. Show your support by wearing one of their custom Gopher USA Mobile Army t-shirts or dog tags. Retailers and manufacturers even use this app to promote UPC-based Made in America products they make or sell. Gopher USA is offering free downloads on Labor Day weekend as well as Columbus Day weekend. Start uploading today and become a proud member of the Gopher USA Mobile Army. Contact gophermadeinamerica.com to find out more information. Sonia Kaminsky-Breccia welcomes you to stop in and visit her at Nationwide's Ott & Associates agency located at 7967 Castor Avenue in Philadelphia. Sonia can handle any of your notary, licensing, and registration needs. Call Sonia today at 215-722-6020 or stop into their office and let her know you heard about her on this show. Pat's Auto Tags invites you to stop into one of their convenient locations for any of your needs. From DMV to fishing and boating licenses, notary and insurance, Pat's has you covered. Pat's Auto Tags is an approved PennDOT online messenger center. They also have instant online access to Harrisburg at their main location located at 2536 East Allegheny Avenue in Fort Richmond. You can also stop into one of their other locations at Sanger Streets and Harbison Avenue, or C Street and Allegheny Avenue, where you can speak with insurance agent Cliff Hutchins, who represents Progressive and 10 other insurance companies. Stop in or visit them online at patsautotags.com. The Tri-State Media Network is an advertising service promoting businesses throughout the Tri-State region and beyond. Check them out today at tristatemedianetwork.com or like them on Facebook by searching Tri-State Media Network. Advertising your business is as simple as making a phone call. With low rates and a large audience, your business is sure to be seen and heard all over the area. Call one of their account managers today at 215-829-9200 or you can visit tristatemedianetwork.com.
Welcome back to another edition of American Workers Radio, and I want to ask all of you to take a few minutes this week and look at all the links on our internet site. As you know, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month is National Small Business Weekend, and I ask that you go out and support your local businesses because they're really depending on us. And when you go on the front page of American Workers Radio, you'll also see the link stating that November is American Made Month. And please do spread the word because we have a lot of efforts going on during the month of November. But go out and support all of the local festivals, community events, and your local small businesses this weekend. Well, ladies and gentlemen, and Rich, this is something very interesting that I'm going to ask Mark and you to maybe make some comments on. Last week, Rich said, 20 years ago, there were millions of two-year-old boys and girls in foreign countries running around playing. Here we are 20 years later, and those 22-year-old boys and girls are looking for jobs and are working. Well, Rich, the people understand that, and they would like to know, what is anybody doing for our 22-year-olds and our 18-year-olds and our 25-year-olds so that they have jobs here in the USA? Rich, do you have the right answer?
Well, Michael, by the way, that comment, which I say numerous times during the week in conversations off air, it's not a levied criticism of those nations. The fact that nations are developing and have, Michael, don't forget, they have decades worth of real measurable empirical economic data. Unlike a China or an India 30 years ago, they didn't really have that data because they just were developing and strategically positioned themselves to be able to go after parts of our economy. And I think the demise of the American economy long term is greatly exaggerated. I don't think that our position as the number one economic superpower will be threatened long term by, let's say, China, who's number two now. But it's the old prize fighter analogy that I use. You know, the great prize fighters in their prime, they would knock their opponents out in a round or two and they'd retain the belt. That was really us at one time as a nation. What happens, though, is if that prize fighter stays around and he doesn't train and his competition gets stronger, he may keep winning that title, Michael, but he's going to get bruised and battered for 11 or 12 rounds. That's actually the thing that I think is most concerning about our economic well-being from here on out. Because for all the talk about the costs of manufacturing in China leveling with us, which are true, in other places, which are true, well, there are also numerous other countries, Michael, that are nowhere near the size of a China or an India, but they are now positioning themselves to go after parts of our economy. So 20 years ago, when some of these nations had a bunch of numbnuts running around at 2 years old, well, now they're going to be ready to work 16, 17-hour days to make some of the things that come into our country, because don't forget, 70% of our economy is basically buying stuff.
Right. Another good.
So is that that's not a criticism.
No, it's a good answer, but our people want to know what can we do to motivate our national leaders, our local state leaders, to focus on our young people. Mark, you're a gent. My kids are already over 20, so your kids are in the category that you are going to be watching their careers in the future.
Absolutely.
Do you see anybody in your school district that's really like a focal person that you say, that's the person I want my children to be influenced by?
You know, it's funny you bring it up. My daughter got on the bus today and went from a Catholic school to a big school, so a big moment for her going to seventh grade. And, you know, she's going to a public school. And then my twins are 19, and they're, you know, one's going to college, both are working. It's a critical time, and I always say on the bus story or when I tell a speech, I'll bring my daughter. I said I do it for my daughter, for her future, because ours is here and now, but hers we've got to protect, and that's how you're supposed to carry the torch. I think what Rich is talking about, Mike, is America got selfish, greedy, and lazy. I always said that, and you got to admit it. And, Rich, I like how you're talking with the prize fighter. Basically, we got to discipline every day, exercise every day. We got to always maintain where we're at, but I think a lot of politicians, they got selfish. Just in my meeting today, or yesterday morning at 7, I meet with my top manager, 16 of us, and, you know, I told them it's not about me or one person here. It's about the 75 employees I had. So every decision's made on them 75 employees to try and keep the company healthy for retirement and next week's paycheck and so on. So I think, I mean, they need an attitude adjustment. It can't be about their self. I just think a lot of elected officials are all excited about what they're doing for their self and what they get, the golf course and things. They got to step back and say that's a job that they were hired for and do their job and every day go to work and, you know, make a difference. And I think that's really important, Mike. And I bring up my daughter because it's her future I'm worried about. And what we talk about every day has to be done. I mean, buying Made in America products is an answer in itself. It'll answer a lot of problems in this country and take care of the spiderweb effect, again, from when you buy a product and how many people it affects. Enough people don't know and realize, and we got to educate them, Mike, continually, what that one product and how many people it feeds.
Now, in talking with Scott last week, we had some good points brought up, and it was factually reported that 70% of America's economy depends on people going out purchasing products and services, many of them from foreign countries. But, Mark, in your own words, what would you say to the people? The most important thing about our campaign for 50-50 balance represents?
You know, they got to get involved. We talk about it. We need qualified officials. We need people that care. You know, get out, though. They got to vote, like Rich talks about, enough. Only 20% of the people in the country register. And this is a big time coming up this fall for local elections. They got to vote. They've got to really get an understanding of what's going on and what happened and how we fix it. We got to admit our problems and then fix it. And people just have more power than they realize. And we keep talking about it, but get up, you know, tomorrow and make a difference. How are you going to make a difference? You can buy a product. You can, you know, study your candidates that are coming up. Get the right elected officials. And even these school boards, Mike, we've got to change. I mean, we've got to change and keep our tech classes and skilled work classes and, you know, these everyday items. These kids, we're talking about the can-do spirit we've got to bring back. We've got to get them people to realize it isn't easy. Like, Larkin, you're talking with SCORE. You educated me this morning. I didn't know it was not-for-profit. I mean, totally volunteer, and how many mentors. That's priceless. You know, you can real-life stories, and it's not easy. A lot of people think it's easy. Every day you fight the fight. So, Mike, I just think people got to know they have a lot of power. Get involved. Get an understanding of what's going on in your community, and make a difference.
And, you know, Mark, for all of the criticism that is waged on this country from both outside and inside the country, I think what we fail to remember is that, you know, bar none, there's not a better place to live in the world. There really isn't. You know, maybe Canada will give us a little bit of a run for our money. But, you know, other than that, there's not another place in the world I would, or obviously the hundreds of thousands of people who are, you know, trying to get into the country. You know, for all of our shortcomings, we're still the best place in the world. We still have the best system. It's not working right now, and it needs fixed. But guess what? It's still the best system around.
Yes, in fact, you said something, Mark, that just a minute ago, that SCORE is a nonprofit. People do this free. You know, many people may think that SCORE is going to charge you a percentage or something. So, Larkin, that's very important to get that message out.
No, it is totally free.
That's excellent.
Every once in a while, we'll have a real expensive speaker like this guy, Mark Andel, out of Buffalo. And we'll have to charge a couple bucks, too. Guy gets 18 grand. You know, he's like Hillary Clinton. No, that's not true. I'm so looking forward to that speech, Mark. I can hardly stand myself. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mark, when you come down to Orlando, I mean, getting paid all this money to speak, you don't need to wear your communion suit anymore. You can go get a real suit.
You know? No more shorts, huh?
Come down.
Although I sent you a tweet or a text or a whatever those things are, and I hope it got to you, Rich. But I invited you up as my guest.
Thank you.
To hear. You're welcome. I hope you can. I really do hope you make it.
It'll be party time.
We'll have to send a picture. We'll definitely have to send a picture up
thank
here.
Thank you, Larkin.
And we could bring a country singer, Larkin, if you need to. I got Ricky Lee. You know, if you need any music, let me know.
Yeah,
okay. We'll turn this into a little hoedown.
Yes.
You know, as I went through a couple of events, in fact, I went to a couple of public events on Labor Day, one particular gentleman said to me, I know all about you, and I was giving out green flyers. Sometime I was giving out the red, white, and blue, but this time I decided I'll put it on green because I've given out so many of the red, white, and blue flyers that people may have just got tired of getting it. And the people look immediately, what is this thing in green? And then they look, ooh, and they start reading it. And I learned that green really attracts attention. But the most important thing is one person said to me, why are you so against these foreign products being in our store? Many of our people are still employed selling them. So I said, well, let me give you this very small example. Would you rather shop at a store that has a sign outside, 90% of what is sold in this store is foreign made, or would you rather shop at a store that says at least 50% or more of everything that we sell in this store is made in America, and that more Americans are being employed, making this stuff, distributing this stuff, advertising this stuff? Well, I said, of course I would go to the where I know more Americans. I said, well, that's the bottom line. When we say 50-50, if we can just restore that amount of everything sold in the country, especially clothing and sneakers and all the audio stuff, the cell phones. I was in the Verizon store yesterday. I brutalized them. Rich, when you come up, I'm going to take you to that store, give you a real. They run when they see me coming. They actually run. As I say, what do you have? I say it real loud, and it rained in Philly last night. I was in there, and I said, oh, I came to look at all the American-made phones, and the guy said, well, you'll be disappointed again today. I said, well, when will I not be disappointed? But But the fact of the matter is we have to, we're trying to get people to shop at stores that offer a better balance between foreign-made and domestic-made. And I have to say, at the festival last weekend, as I go around to the stands to talk to the vendors, many of them tell me that many good things are starting to happen. And I like that. They're starting to find more things. People are looking at the items, the tchotchkes, whatever you want to call them, looking at the bottom where they're made. And that I like to hear, because that's what our future is going to be. Our leaders in national, in the national scene, didn't do anything for us in Washington. They gave us no example. They just ran around the world on all these junkets, but in the end, nothing was accomplished. If I said to any particular congressman or senator, you went on all these junkets, what did you come back and report to the American people? Can you tell me, Rich?
Well, Michael, the thing, and you know, Nick has said this, and when Nick's on in a few weeks, he may reiterate this point, that I understand that the positions that state officials, even local officials, you know, when Mayor Ed was on, he was, and I made the crack about, oh, you don't talk about the Middle East and this. He's dealing with issues at the local level, which may seem quite dull and mundane, but are quite pertinent to seeing that the city is running as smoothly as possible. And as you go up the chain, so to speak, into state and into federal, I don't doubt that there are a lot of different things that elected officials are dealing with. Their priorities, many of the, not all, but many of the priorities have been essentially dictated to them by really just the parties that they're in. The major parties want certain debate, they want certain discussion, they want certain division, and people in politics don't run to lose. They run to win, and then, of course, to stay elected for as long as they possibly can, assuming there's no term limits on their position. So it's not that I'm saying that elected officials never get anything right. It's that their priorities are, and especially, I believe, especially true at the federal level, their attention and priorities are pulled from so many different directions that it's very easy to ignore outsourcing and jobs going overseas for 10 or 20 years. When officials run and candidates run, voters need to ask themselves in their households and political discussion, are the candidates who are running, do we really feel like that these men and women are at least going, do they have some kind of a plan? Is there some kind of idea to come in to finally get the Middle East at least dependent upon themselves and not us? Is there some kind of plan to say, well, businesses pay 35% corporate tax rate. It's the highest in the world. Companies that have bases here, Michael, many of them are incorporated in other countries. So they get all the benefits of being an American business but don't have to actually pay for it.
That's right. And Rich, wouldn't it be great if we could just make our federal tax zero and have make that for 50 years to bring everybody back to the USA? We'd get the money back through the taxes on income and also people working and all the other taxes that are part of that. Now we are collecting the corporate tax, the 35% corporate tax, and paying out unemployment and welfare and all the other programs that are hiding the fact that America needs jobs.
Well, the problems just are so complex. And as you think you're fixing one, you know, three or four other related issues come in on top of it. There are considerations for unions. There are considerations for right-to-work states. It just goes on and on and on. And our society and our economy have become so complex that if you add on top of that a congressman has to run for office every 2 years, it's just bizarre. I mean, they no sooner get elected than they're reforming a campaign committee, opening a new war chest, and starting to run right away. They can't pay attention to the issues. They're too busy running.
I agree with that, Larkin, but there is something that happened in America in the last, say, 40 years or so. I don't know much about that far back, but I'll tell you this. If you get a flat tire and your neighbor gets a flat tire, whose flat tire do you look to fix first? That's where we are. We're always looking outward and not watching what's happening here in the USA.
And Mike, how many of the elected officials, especially federal level, are worried about their own portfolio or the publicly traded company or the stock? And I think we sold America out on that thought and that greed, and that's what we got to back up. It is complex, Larkin, but I think we got to get back to, there's simple things we can do to fix it. And even like your flat tire scenario there, Mike, it does start at the home. We've got to get healthy and self-sufficient as a country. You got to produce more than you consume, and that's just the way it is. And we have to admit it and get right on it. It's top priority.
You can't talk to a civic leader in Philadelphia that will not agree with this fact, and it is it's a raw fact. The problems in Philadelphia right now, in this county, all start in the collapse of the family system.
Absolutely.
Period, amen. Period, amen. Yeah. There are no families. There are too many latchkey kids. There are too many children running around without
part-time
a father
kids.
Or without a mother. It's just absolutely. You couple that with the fact that 35% of the citizens in this country are on some form of welfare.
Right.
They are getting some form of public assistance. 35%.
And you're right, Larkin. The collapse of the family has had a terrible impact on this. You know, I'll tell you why. In talking with people in my travels, one person said it best to me. They said, you know, I worked in a daycare center for like 15 years, and I've seen kids come out of there like robots. At 10:15, we do this and that, and you've got to go to sleep. You can't do this. You can't say that. Don't talk back to the teacher. Don't, you know, hit your friends. It's too many kids being, you know, handled without the parents being close by because parents are working or, you know, there's all sorts of situations. It is a problem in America. But if the young people had a future, I'm going to be a welder, I'm going to be a plumber, I'm going to handle air conditioning, I'm going to be an electrician. They at least have a goal to move forward to. You walk into some public schools, and it's not only Philadelphia, it's all over the country. You have to go through all kinds of wands and detectors and everything else. This is a bad, bad example from the second you walk in the door.
No, there's no question of it. I've spent the last 3 years speaking on Career Day in the Philadelphia school system. And what happens in Philadelphia high schools right now would frighten anybody.
Right.
I mean, just frighten them.
So if that's happening in the school, what do you expect after school?
And more better manufacturing, better jobs grows the middle class. And that's what we're talking about here also, the shrinkage of the middle class.
Well, unquestionably.
You know, Mark, as we were doing some research about contacting some of the businesses about our November American Made Month, we saw that some of them that were up on the internet in the year 2010 have now been deleted because they either sold out or they downsized or whatever. That's really unfortunate. So as we're doing our research, what we're looking to do, and I'm going to ask Larkin, Mark, and Rich to help, and all of our listeners, give us some suggestions. I'd like to contact all of the manufacturers in the USA just to make sure that they know this month is going to take place. It's going to take a little bit of time. Maybe this will not be the most successful year. We're going to go after our elected officials. I'm asking Henry to help me get this mass email out in the next couple days. Now that it's after Labor Day, we have to do something to continue to bring attention. People are impressed that we haven't gone away. One thing that I see more and more is when the vendors come around, they immediately try to direct me to their products that are made in the USA. And that's what I want to see everybody, that red carpet treatment wherever they shop. Let those people, the greeters at the door, say, oh, we just got some new stuff made in America, you know, to cheer me up as soon as I enter. I say, well, I don't use that, but I'm looking for this. What do you have made in America in that product? And they look at me like, with seven heads on.
Well, that's because the net bottom line is I still can't buy a toaster in this
country.
I can't.
They enjoyed that. And they, in fact, you and your son should try to get a toaster business going. In addition to your score situation, we can have Larkin's Toasters.
And irons.
Irons, another example. Perfect.
Of course.
And Rich, you're in the electronic field. Why can't we have a Rich Logis phone? When you come to Philly, I'd like you to bring me news about the Rich Logis phone. You and I will go to all the telephone dealers in the area and tell them we're ready to supply.
Michael, it sounds like I might need to wear a brown paper bag around my head when I come up. You're going to bring me into all these places.
Yeah.
I have to tell you. And you know, guys, let's be before we go to break, one thing I want to mention. This is a funny topic that elected officials seem to tiptoe and dance around, but let's just be honest why we've seen commerce and jobs go. It's for money reasons. It's financial reasons. You won't hear an American company say the stuff that's coming out of China or Vietnam or Thailand is just as good as stuff made in America. And I'm not saying, by the way, that things, just because they come from another country, are not necessarily can be of good quality. That is not what I'm saying. But you will never hear them say that kind of thing because they know better.
And the most egregious example of that is the fact that the New Jersey Port Authority still bought Chinese steel.
Right.
To redeck the Verrazano Bridge.
Now, we talked about an election coming up. I would like to see somebody like Nick or any of the elected people start to push the idea, if we're going to buy something that important, like to fix bridges or whatever, it should be on a referendum that the people agree we should do that. Do you know that most people tell me that if they like something, they go out and vote for it? If they don't, they make sure they go out to vote no. And that's something that we're not doing here in the USA. We're depending on the people that we elected to do the best job for us in Washington or Harrisburg or Trenton or whatever. And we're not allowing the people to have any decision. We put it in the hands of a couple hundred people, and that's the rest. It can't continue like that. We're going to kill ourselves at our own pen and with our own sword by not standing up and taking action now. It's after Labor Day. We have to start speaking up. We have to get ready for a November American Made Month. Go out and support your businesses this weekend as National Small Business Weekend. And now I have to take a minute to acknowledge some of our sponsors. And I want to say thank you to the sponsors who say, don't even give me the full advertisement, just list me as a promoter of the American Made, the Buy American Made campaign. And I want to thank Leon Mankowski, attorney at law, Mr. Chester Kshanowski, and everyone from Sedena's Auto Body Shop. Also, everyone from the Net Cost Market in Northeast Philadelphia and New York. And the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, the PRCUA, Polonia's oldest national life insurance fraternal organization. And Mr. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, thanks all of you for supporting America's economy. And Dr. Eva Machak reminds you that she has two offices in Philadelphia. For your dental needs, give her a call. And Dominic Rostotsky, attorney at law, is located on the 26th floor of 1835 Market Street in Philadelphia. And also, when you're in Port Richmond, remember that Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. And if you're doing any kind of traveling, Polish American Travel Service at 2714 East Allegheny Avenue welcomes your business. And Giorgio Foods, a symbol of quality since 1928, encourages you to look for their products where you shop. And Washington Savings, Kazimierz Wielki Bank, has five locations in Philadelphia to serve you. Their president, Martin Bednarek, wishes all of you the very best and encourages you to buy American made as often as you can. And Yolanda Konawacka de Scipio, attorney at law, represents clients in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And best wishes also from Karen Janad of State Farm Insurance. They handle auto, home, and life insurance. Call Karen Janad at 215-862-5490. And Dr. Włodzimierz Zinn and Everest Dental are located at 9892 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, Always let our advertisers know that you hear about them here on American Workers Radio. Also, the Polish National Alliance, a daily advertiser on the network here, the Polish American Network, wants to remind you that to check your insurance needs and make sure that those that will depend on you in the future are well protected. For more information, you can contact the PNA at 1-800-621-3723. And I want to thank Henry Czaplinski, who does an unbelievably good job each week making sure that our pre-broadcast emails go out, the broadcast that you hear and can listen to anytime, 24 hours a day for the rest of the week, is always up there, and he makes sure that it's perfection. He's a perfectionist. He's worse than me. But I also want to tell you, if you did not hear, because you were getting out on vacation, if you did not hear last Wednesday's broadcast, go to the front page of American Workers Radio and just click on the Listen Anytime link, and you'll be very pleased with what you hear from our guests, Scott Paul, and also from Larkin Connolly, Rich Loges, and also Mark Andel. Well, guys, what else is happening in your neck of the woods that's going to help us to bring about more American jobs? Let's start off with Mark.
Yeah, you know, here, like I said, we've got a big fall festival. We kick off percentage off a sale day at our store and kind of get the fall in motion. Mike, I'm behind you with that November, the month of November. I just think it's an awesome month. Like we talk about, there's Veterans Day that we're a real big part of. But we've got Black Friday, Thanksgiving. There's so much in November, and it's just a beautiful time to really kick off that shopping season and get people to think and raise awareness. We've got a lot of small events coming up, but we're really trying to get set up for that fourth quarter. And one thing with the business, General Welding and Made in America, we look at the cost of sale and what it takes to run a business. And lately, that's been my focus point. And really look at the expenses that we incur and how we got to cover it over the counter. And that's something we're concentrating on, because you gotta get it. You know, we talk about the lemonade stand. You got to be able to bring in more than you're putting out. And that's very, very difficult in these times. And Larkin, you know from your members at SCORE what I'm talking about. It's very hard to make a dollar, and that's something we focus on and make sure we stay healthy. But, Mike, we're getting fired up here. The fourth quarter I wait for all year long. You know, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter is about keeping the lights on. And for us, the fourth quarter with snow removal equipment, Made in America products and sales, it's our time to shine. So we're getting ready.
Well, Mark, so many people tell me that they're inspired by you. And they take example from you. And they heard last week's conversation with Scott Paul, and they said it was another good conversation about positive things, positive changes happening for American workers and our economy. What we lack in America, and I hear it from everybody, is we don't have enough national cheerleaders. We seem to be the cheerleaders on this broadcast and really do our best. I mean, I go out to different events and we do it through our newspaper publications and all. But if there were one, two, three, or four national leaders from north, south, east, and west, the job of getting the word out would be much easier for us. But there's nobody at the top.
Yeah, we inspire and we give hope, Mike, and that's a big part of what you're talking about. You have to keep the faith that you will make it.
Yes, and that's something that we need. I don't know what we can do. We're looking every day. You look at the news, and what do you hear? Do you hear anything positive, Larkin, that you could say to me? We're really good. We just gained another 10,000 jobs.
My wife commented to me last night at the end of the evening news, and I won't indicate which network it was. Excuse me. They made a big deal out of their last story being human interest and a feel-good story. And my wife said, boy, it's too bad they don't start off with that story or stick it somewhere in the middle. Why does it have to be the last story? They've just browbeaten us to death with American journalists being beheaded in brutal acts across overseas with what's going on in Afghanistan and Pakistan, you know, and we're hearing all this, and we're hammered and hammered and hammered. And then the last story is a story about a kid with autism who happens to be one of, if not the best cross-country runner in the country today. So, you know, I don't know, Michael, why we can't get them to concentrate on, you know, better news. Maybe it just doesn't sell. I'm not sure.
I think during the month of November, as I go out, I'm going to send a note to all of the national officials. In fact, if you'd like to contact your official, on the bottom of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, there's a link that takes you directly to all national elected leaders. Make sure you send them a brief email. Just say, you know, I want to hear more from you regarding jobs. I understand that November is American Made Month. What are you doing for it? Believe it or not, responses from the constituents really means a lot. And the fact that they have to respond to the constituents means a lot too, because they just can't buff you up. And the fact that American Made Month is nothing controversial. We're just promoting what is made in America. Mark?
Michael, on the break, I just wanted to say, I got a text message from one of our listeners in Canada, and Larkin, he texted me and said, well, that Larkin, he's got a good point about Canada. And I wrote back to my friend, I said to him, I said, Paul, you live in Calgary, it's 47 degrees today, that's dumb. I mean, that's dumb. Living in cold's dumb anyway, but that's really dumb. 47 in the beginning of September.
But I was talking, you know, there's everybody thinks that we're the only democracy in the country, in the world, and we really aren't. I mean, there are 15 of them around the world. Some of them run better than others. But pound for pound, being the breadbasket of the world, and, you know, just pound for pound, America's where everybody wants to be. Nobody's looking to go to any of these other democracies.
And I've got Canadian friends, and boy, do they get it. You know, they work with their hands. If it was, I mean, hockey's big, and hockey sticks, and hunting, and outdoors. But they too got hit by the lack. Like there's not really a skate made in our country no more, or Canada. It's made overseas. So they got a lot of that work they needed taken away from them by overseas too. So a lot of good Canada gets it. They love our store, and you know, we support skilled workers together.
I still say one of the best stories I've heard as far as Made in America is concerned is that story that was in your movie, Mark, and that's the, you know, the Vulcan stoves and ovens and
Viking, yeah.
Viking, I'm sorry, yep. Vulcan, Viking, same thing. It's high-end stuff. It's really high-end stuff that costs money. But it's very good quality. When you get a bang for your buck, you don't mind.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see by the clock on the wall, it is time for us to end another edition of American Workers Radio. I'm going to ask all of you to send out the email that you get today or go on our site and let people know that they can listen to a rebroadcast. I want to thank all of those that listen to the broadcast whenever they have an opportunity so that they continue to spread the word. My best wishes to Larkin, Rich, and Mark. Thank you all. I'll see you at the festival this weekend. Make sure you let me know that you tune in, and we'll welcome you and have a good time. God bless.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Have a good week, guys.